Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to Mishnah Yud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Kol Makom She'esh Kiddushin, whenever a couple is eligible to have Kiddushin, meaning that there would be chalos of Kiddushin if they were to get married, ve'ein aveira, and it's a perfectly permissible marriage, havlat holech achar zachar. So then the yichus of the child will be the father's yichus, ve'ezeh. So what are we talking about? Zu kohenes levi of Yisrael, shenesu kohen levi Yisrael. A regular Jewish man marries a regular Jewish woman, so if the child is the determination of whether the child is a Kohen Levi or Yisrael is going to be completely based on what his father is. But whenever a Kiddushin would be Chal V'yesh Aveira, but there's an Isser in that marriage, Havlat Halicha Char Pagum, then the Yichus of the child is based on whichever one of the couple is more Pagum in their Yichus. Ve'ezo, so what are we talking about? Zu'al Manu Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'chol Tzul Kohen Hedyot. If a Kohen Gadol goes and marries an Almana, or a regular Kohen goes and marries a grusha, so the child is going to be a non-kohen, what we call a chalal. Mamzeres nesina liyisrael, or a mamzeres nesina marries a Yisrael, so the child is going to be a mamzer or a nasin. Bas Yisrael, a mamzer or a nasin. The same is true if it's a bas Yisrael marries a mamzer or a nasin, the child is going to be a mamzer or a nasin. V'kol mi she'ein lo alav kiddushin, and if there's not even a chalos kiddushin at all, and this couple gets together, aval yesh lo alacherim kiddushin, but she would be eligible to have kiddushin with other people, have a lad mamzer, then the kid is going to be a mamzer. What's an example of that? That's if someone has bia with one of the arayos and has a child, a guy has bia with his sister, with his mother, something like that, and has a child. That child is going to be a mamzer. And anyone who they would not be able to have kiddushin with this, with in this marriage or with any other marriage, then the vlad is going to be like her. They says the vlad shivcha v'nachris, meaning if a Rachman Otzan, a man intermarries, he marries a non-Jewish woman, so then the vlad is going to be non-Jewish like the mother. Mishnah Yud Gimel. So we just said that a mamzer, that if one parent is a mamzer, the child is a mamzer. So how do you ever stop that train from going on in generations? You know, if a person is a mamzer, is there any way to avoid children becoming mamzerim? So Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yicholin mamzerim litaher. There is a way to purify the family of a mamzer. Ketzad, mamzer shenasa shivcha. If a mamzer marries a shivcha kananis, he's allowed to. Havlad eved, the child is going to be miyuchas after the mother and is going to be an eved and not a mamzer. Shichro, if you then free the child, nimtza ben ben chorin, then the child is just a regular Jewish man and therefore is not going to be a mamzer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Reza Eved Mamzer. That no, if a mamzer marries a shivcha kananis, the child is not just an eved. The child is an eved and a mamzer. He gets the worst of both worlds, because mamzerus always goes to the next generation. The Bar Tanura points out, that we pass on like Rabbi Tarfon, not like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore even lechachila you could pull this off. That if an eved marries a mamzeres, then even Rabbi Tarfon is going to agree, though, that the child's going to be a mamzer. So for mamzeres, we don't have a solution. For mamzer, we have a solution because you can marry the shivcha kananis. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Beis, we learned that the rules of yichus of a child. So whenever there is a chalos kiddushin and everything is mutter, we follow the father's yichus, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Wherever there is a chalos kiddushin but it's an iser, we follow the lesser of the two yichus. So like an almana kohen gadol grusha v'chutzel kohen hedyot, the child is a mamzer nesin Yisrael, bas Yisrael nesin mamzer, the child is of the lesser of the two parents. And whenever there's not even a chalos kiddushin but she would be able to get married to someone else, the child is a mamzer, so that's any of the arayos. Anytime that there was no kiddushin for anybody, then the child is going to be like the woman, meaning, and that's intermarriage, that if a man marries a non-Jewish woman, the child is not Jewish. And then in Mishnah Yud Gimel, we said that Rabbi Tarfon says that there is a way for mamzerim to be mitaher their lineage by marrying a shivcha, so the vlad is an eved, and then being mashachar that vlad, so the vlad just becomes a regular Jew. But Rabbi Lazar says that does not work, because if a mamzer marries a shivcha, the vlad is an eved mamzer. Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fourth parakah of Maseches Kiddushin.